listener, you have tuned in to the podcast where music inspires. Every week, you get to listen to some of the most incredible artists sharing their inspiring creative discipline and some helpful tips for aspiring musicians. 9XM Soundcast is produced by 9XM, India's leading music channel, and I am Eva Bhatt. Hey listener, thank you for joining me on this new episode of 9XM Soundcast. Aaj mere saath hain ek aise versatile musician who is a composer, arranger, curator, Gaurav Dasgupta, jinhone Bollywood mein kai sari filmon mein music diya hai, right from Kabil to Bhuj the Pride of India, Jawani Jaane Man, Total Dhamal, Mubaraka, very recently released Dhokha Round the Corner, and unke aaye din kai sare singles release hote rehte hain with the biggest record labels in India, Tum Na Aaye, Ek Tu Hi Kaafi Hai, Dynamite, Buhe Baariyan, and many more. I am so happy to have Gaurav Dasgupta with us. We have worked together on many projects earlier, with Sunidhi Chauhan and Shan Dada and many more. So I am very excited to welcome Gaurav Dasgupta.
Thank you so much, Eva. This is very emotional because it's 9X. And
absolutely,
we go back a long way. So thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you. And you know, time and again, जब भी मैं कुछ गाने सुन रही हूँ आजकल और YouTube पे देख रही हूँ, कहीं ना कहीं एक नाम जो कॉमन है वो है गौरव दास गुप्ता. यू नो, यू हैव बीन इंस्ट्रूमेंटल इन यू नो ईदर अरेंजिंग और कंपोजिंग और यू नो क्यूरेटिंग और यू नो क्रिएटिवली सुपरवाइजिंग द यू नो प्रोजेक्ट्स और म्यूजिक ऑन वेरियस यू नो प्लेटफॉर्म्स. चलिए बात करते हैं. सबसे पहले तो लेटेस्ट कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशंस, धोखा राउंड द कॉर्नर इज डूइंग सो वेल, नॉट जस्ट इन थिएटर्स बट ऑल्सो म्यूजिक वाइज. यू नो द सॉन्ग्स, स्पेशली बन के हवा, यू नो ब्यूटिफुल मेलोडी. मेलोडी इज समथिंग विच इज सो यू नो सिग्नेचर ऑफ यू एंड योर म्यूजिक. सो लेट्स टॉक अबाउट धोखा राउंड द कॉर्नर एंड द एंटायर एक्सपीरियंस.
वेल, Banke Hawa has been a personal favorite of mine for a long time. And the film has been directed by Cookie Gulati, who's been a very close associate of mine. You know, we've done a lot of work together in the past. And of course, the whole production, the whole soundscape, and with Jubin's voice, I think it's turned out very well. The film is doing very well, which obviously adds, you know, a lot to everything else. And I've been getting a great response. And I just wish the label pushes the song as much as it pushes recreations. I hope it pushes original content as well. But as of now, I think it's doing really well. I'm very grateful to T-Series and entire cast and crew and everyone behind it.
Wow, lovely. As we spoke, melody is very signature to your music. Even if it's a beat song, you have done, some really, chart buster, club hits and all of that. But kahin par bhi aap dekhe, your music will have that strong touch of melody.
Thank you. Also that's an awesome compliment. Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm a guitar player. I'm a rock band boy. So I've grown up with rock songs and ballads and everything. The melody is an important part, you know, so somewhere it just naturally happens. I try and chalo, God's been kind.
So Gaurav, you have sailed both boats, if so to speak, and you have done so many Bollywood movies, right from Kabil to songs in Bhuj the Pride of India to Total Dhamal, Mubaraka, and many others. But you have done Bollywood, you are doing Bollywood, you are doing so much work in the indie space. Tell me, how has this journey been? And also, we'll talk a lot about the boom in the indie music space.
Right.
And your
right.
thoughts on
the journey has been the journey still continues. The journey is tough. It's not been easy. I came to Bombay more than a decade back with $3,500. I used to stay in a PG. I just had a guitar and a laptop and a mattress. My first film, Das Kahaniya, I had an entirely program sitting on the floor on a mattress. And, we used to have palaji and chai.
Yes.
And I think that's beautiful. That entire experience is beautiful. And then Sanjay Gupta found me and we did Das Kahaniya. And slowly, whatever things happen, but it's still tough. It's the industry after COVID especially has taken quite a big hit, you know.
True.
And what's happened is right now we have so many options, you know. We have so many options. Pele, in one movie there used to be one composer. Now in one movie there are 10 composers. After the COVID thing, everyone has kind of got into the entertainment business. Either you are an influencer or an actor or the singer or the composer,
Well
you know.
said.
What's happened is nobody really knows what to pick. The pipeline is blocked. You know, that's why YouTube views and everything is going down. You know, there's a huge congestion. And for the audience, it's become difficult to decide whether they want to listen to Gaurav Das Gupta or whether they want to listen to Gaurav Das Gupta's driver or Gaurav Das Gupta's cook. They're all composers probably by now. So, you know, it's a difficult choice. But I think I'm just grateful that we've been afloat and I'm still being able to do what I love doing every single day of my life. I think that itself is a blessing, you know, and so much of work, so much of content with so many people. So that's been
Wow.
beautiful.
But what about this roller coaster of a turn that music industry saw in the last few years, especially post pandemic, as you said, this boom in indie music and indie artists, and especially the audience being so receptive and
Right, right,
welcoming, they were as if they were hungry for this original or melodies or that kind of music, which was not just specific or bound to one industry. Thankfully, people, the
this
audience
is
is
something
hungry.
Dada Pradeep Guha
Okay.
had predicted. That's the reason, you know, I'd come on board, because that was the whole idea, because he knew that independent music is gonna be the next big thing, and that's exactly what has happened, you know. And see, during the lockdown, what I see for the film, you know, and for labels, what happened is there's of course a label has artists who are signed up, they are biased, you know. So a lot of people, even if you have talent, you don't get to showcase it, and there's nobody who stands by them, you know. Nobody who stands by them. With all my love and respect, most composers are very insecure people. You know, even if they have a good voice, they immediately tell the producer that, "Hey, ye to scratch guy hai, aap batao kisko chahiye." You know, so everyone's very insecure. And what's happened is only those few people, you keep hearing only those top three names everywhere. And what happens to the rest 300? So during the COVID, what happens, because Bollywood took a back seat, so a lot of people sitting in their bedrooms were making music, and people were, you know, taking it in, consuming that, you know. And so the entire equation has changed. Now I can sit in my bedroom and make a song, and that might be the next big thing. It doesn't need to be a part of a big Bollywood film, you know. And honestly speaking, most of the Bollywood films recently, the music has bombed, most of it, you know. And so we've taken a hit. It's not a great thing, but I think people have become open to a lot of new artists, a lot of new content, you know. With hits music with Mr. Vinod Bhanushali, we know I've curated and made so much amazing content, and it has big artists and new artists. But as a label, they've been open to you know, work with everyone and put it out on a platform and giving so many people a break. And with Saregama, we work very closely. I've done so much work with them. I think I've worked the maximum with them, and I keep doing so. You know, I've curated so many things. And so, you know, it's amazing that such a big label has just gone out and they want to promote new artists, which nobody else does. Because, you know, end of the day, Eva, a big singer cannot save a bad song, you know, but a good voice can enhance a song to any level. I've seen that, you know.
Yes.
So it's a very, very good time and a good space to be in for the musician who wants to do his own stuff. There are a lot of opportunities out there to be heard, which were not available 2 years back.
Yes,
So,
absolutely.
yeah. And
Well said. Very
I'm just in the
honest.
middle of all of it.
Yes, absolutely. And
Trying to.
yeah, so like if you check out the social media handles of both either Saregama or even Hits Music, you will see some amazing stuff. And the kind of
Right,
music
right,
that you
right.
are seeing is different, fresh.
So I've stopped getting attached to my music. It's taken a while, you know.
Wow.
I actually, honestly speaking, I haven't seen any of the videos which are out. I stopped doing that. I work really hard towards it, but once it's out, I just let it go. Because then
Wow.
I feel sad and I feel disheartened. Because you know, everyone knows how the views and everything works, but then again, we are all human, and you feel that chalo main 10 million nahi hua, 1 million nahi hua. You know, I hate being part of that rat race. I just
Yes.
have stopped caring, you know. And that has been a big achievement for me to do so much of work and yet take a back seat. You know, I don't care about social media. I just
Wow.
don't care about the hits and views. I'm just
Yeah.
happy that so much content is going out. I think in the last year and this year, I don't think anyone's had as many releases as I've
Yes,
had. Nobody has, it's a
absolutely.
fact. Whether as a composer or someone who's created, curated stuff. So I'm just happy sailing on this boat as of now. And I don't know, next two after 2 months, I don't know what else I'll be doing.
Lovely, lovely thing that, you know, we are hearing from you that, you know, it's important to keep yourself detached from the glamour side of it, or as you said, getting distracted by the number of hits and you know, the chart busters and all of that. You know, that game will distract a creative genius, you
It
know, and
already has. It
yeah,
already has.
yes,
Everyone I
absolutely.
meet,
Very honest,
they
very
talk
honest.
about everything but the music. Do you
Very
understand?
honest,
Everyone's
very
talking
honest.
about which influencer to take, why the song didn't do that many views, why this happened. Nobody's bothered about the art. You know, the music business is more about everything else but the music
Yes,
as of
yes,
now.
yes.
So that's how it is.
Absolutely. Out of your personal experiences, anything that you would like to, you know, pass on a message to, you know, young aspiring, musicians, what they should be equipped
I
with,
think
and
the
a couple of things you have already shared, but.
so Eva, back in our time, you know, when so say we want to do music, so it was like, "Acha, aur kya karte ho?" You know, music was your
Yeah,
hobby.
yeah.
But now for the new generation, that's a great advantage that parents themselves are pushing their kids. Like if my daughter wants to do music tomorrow, I'm all out there for her. But that's happened, so there's a great support system. People are understanding that this is a big thing and this can be the next big thing, you know. You necessarily don't have to be a doctor or an engineer or the usual
Absolutely.
cliches, you know. So that it's a great time for art in general. You know, so many avenues have opened up, digital platforms everywhere. You know, so it's a good time also to be honest with yourself, because right now is a time where even without talent you can survive and make money and think that you're doing something great. So you should be honest with yourself and not get fooled by the success you just might get prematurely. I feel you need to keep working hard towards your art, and sometimes the journey is longer than you want it to be. But when the good times come and the stars are shining their light on you, if you're equipped with, if you're strong in what you do, I think you won't fall flat on your face and you'll stand tall.
Absolutely,
Yeah,
being authentic. Yes,
you need
yeah.
to be honest with your craft. That's what's important in this day
Lovely.
and age. Because
Lovely, thank you. And it takes a lot of courage
am I
and a lot
sounding
of
like a
guts.
grandfather?
No,
You know, am I sounding like
absolutely. No, absolutely. I am just, you know,
grandfather?
just telling our viewers and listeners that, you know, this is so honest and this is going to be so helpful. It is like grounded and it
Hope
is
so. I hope
the
so.
reality
I
and
hope
the
so.
practical, and you have seen this both the sides, right? I mean, you have been in the industry, you
Absolutely.
have been in the midst of the entire, right from, you know, you working with Sanjay Gupta to what we are seeing today. It is a huge, it's a long
Gosh,
you know,
yeah, it's been a
journey,
long,
and you
long
have
journey.
seen everything, ups and downs, and you know, the success. You could have easily got blown away by, you know, oh my God, you're right now, you're working with, you know, so many labels, so many artists. You have worked with the biggest, you know, names in the industry, right? From Sunidhi Chauhan to Shan Dada to so many people. But you have kept yourself so grounded, simple. Okay, आपका काम है म्यूजिक बनाना. That is what, you know, feeds your soul, and that comes across in your creations.
I think it's my daughter and my mom who kind of keep me rooted,
Wow.
you know. I think they are responsible, you know. So I think,
Wow.
and it's important because you know you can be on top one day and the next moment you can lose everything. This place is like that.
Yes,
So yeah.
absolutely. I want to know some bits about your work with working with Shan Dada and Sunidhi and some
Shan is
interesting
like my
things.
family.
Shan is
Shan is like my family. I call him comrade. He calls me comrade. He's been extremely close from the time I've been in Bombay. You know, he's the only person I think who's family to me out here. So and we have a telepathic connection. So anytime, anywhere, he's genuinely someone. Of course, we all know that he's an amazing human being. But he's someone who genuinely wishes me well. I think that is very, very difficult to find, you know, and he's always stood by me like a rock. So with him, it's not just music, it's much beyond that. And I'm glad to have him in my life. And
Absolutely.
Baki, everyone, yeah, I've been working with everyone. Everyone's been very nice to me, very kind to me, actually, most of them, all the artists. I've been very lucky that way. You know,
Yeah.
I just need to keep making good songs for them, I think, and that it all falls in place.
What is it that you derive and learn from the new artists, the young league? What do you feel like,
That you should spend more time in the gym and on Instagram than with your music. I need to start doing that.
Oh
Yeah.
my God. But yeah, the
I
fact
need to
that they
start
are,
doing that.
yes,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
they
need
have
to
all the
start doing that,
energy.
actually. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I actually need to I actually need to spend more time on social media and go to a gym right now, actually, than do my music. I think it'll help me out.
No, absolutely. But we are, the millennials, we find it so, energy consuming, being on, alive on
Right,
these platforms.
right,
But
right,
yeah,
right.
but lovely, absolutely amazing, or any of your
Well,
upcoming ones that you would like to just sort of
I
give
see.
some.
I have a song coming out tomorrow.
Oh my God.
I've actually had 3-4 releases every week for the
Oh.
last few months, which is quite unheard of. But you know, my whole idea was to put out a lot of content with a lot of artists, you know, so that
Yes.
good music. I think it's good music. Should be consumed, you know. What happens is we are sitting back and we are saying, "Acha music nahi aa raha hai, this is happening, that is happening." So, and I've of course, without the support of the labels, it wouldn't have been possible. If Saregama or Hits Music didn't stand by me, none of this would have happened. So, you know, hats off to them for wanting to churn out good stuff back to back, and. That's what, yeah, I've been so much of independent artists. It's a different temperament to deal with than the big guys, you know. And then I come back home and listen to my Megadeth and Metallica. So, how it is.
Yeah,
Yeah.
lovely,
I have
amazing.
a song coming out, two songs coming out tomorrow, actually. One called Tu Chand Jaisa with Mohammad Irfan.
क्या
That's a
बात
beautiful
है,
song.
क्या बात है,
Yeah. And a song called Ae Pagli, which is a song I love with Ash King. And
आहा,
it's
ऐश
a fourth
किंग,
song.
वाओ, वी
Yeah.
बीन मिसिंग हिम एंड वांटिंग
That's a
टू
beautiful
हियर हिम.
song.
ऐश
Yeah.
किंग इज लवली.
Two releases tomorrow. Please hear the songs and bless me.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
yeah. And I'm so happy to do this,
I'm
you
so
know,
happy.
because this is very personal. Yeah.
Lovely,
Thank
lovely.
you.
Thank you, Gaurav.
Hi, this is Gaurav Dasgupta, and I'm on the 9XM podcast, which is the 9XM Soundcast, with the one and only Eva, who's my favorite because we go back a long way. And this is the number one music channel in the country. And you guys should tune in, listen to a lot of great music, listen to some of my music, and show your love. And when you play that music, play it loud and bring the house down.
Hey listener, how did you like this episode? I had a great time listening to Gaurav Dasgupta because I think he was extremely honest and courageous enough to share, out of his rich experience of working in this music industry for more than 15 years. And what I especially, liked about today's conversation with him was about, not getting distracted by this whole mammoth game of social media and the quick fame and hits and likes that we all deal with nowadays. So as a musician, as an artist, it's extremely important to stay authentic and stay honest, true to your art, and then get into the required thing about marketing yourself and creating your brand and promoting yourself on social media or other platforms. All that is definitely required for sure. But what I truly liked what he said, and I totally agree, is the fact that one needs to first concentrate on one's work, because that is what is going to keep you alive in the long run. And I would love to hear your feedback, your views, and you can reach out to me on my Instagram or mail me, and the details are given in the description.